What's up, family? Today is February the 2nd, 2024. This is episode number 307 on Ronell's Food for Thought Pod radio cast, brought to you by Ronell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, I seen a disturbing, something that was really disturbing yesterday. I saw a video in regards to students walking out of school. Now, let's get the school right. James Madison, it's in Brooklyn, New York. Students were told, or basically evicted, according to the news. Students were evicted because, now, let's take into account, there's almost 3,400 students that attend this particular high school. It's a high school, James Madison, in Brooklyn. Students were told to no longer come back to this high school because, here's the kicker, not because of COVID, not because some national disaster, because we have over 2,000 migrants that will be vacationing at the Madison High School, James Madison High School in Brooklyn, New York. Brothers and sisters, you pay your taxes to support a cause that nobody asked for, to bring in people that basically, when it comes to asylum, could have went someplace else, but we bring in all these migrants into America. They pay no taxes. They vote, they have no voting rights, but yet we put them in a high school in the middle of the year and send the students whose parents pay taxes for that high school. We send the students home and tell them, we'll contact you when we hook up Skype. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of the students at that high school are pretty much black. You see what happened when we had COVID. It was very difficult for black people in COVID. But what do? They take the kids out of the school and says, we'll contact you. Meaning kids will have another missed opportunity in learning. And then we say education in this country. What we mean is education for migrants in the country and not education for the people who actually live, born and raised here. You take another incident, brothers and sisters. You look at Maine. They've built properties for migrants to feast on your taxpayer dollars in Maine. And get this, 2 years of free rent. 2 years of free rent. When you have homeless people who flood the streets every night with no place to go, they can't even get a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. But yet, you're going to give migrants 2 years of free rent, plus other resources that homeless people, people born here in America, can't even get. What does that really say about us? What does that say about the current administration? Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, is this what you want another 4 years of? Because if you do, do what you have to do. Because by 2028, this country will be full of migrants and its people would be on the streets. While the migrants who never voted will be living in whatever properties that they give. You have homeless people can't even get these same benefits. You got homeless people who can't even get a crumb. But yet, they do everything for people who come to this country and don't do nothing, hardly, for the people who were born and raised in this country. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's a sad situation. I'm pretty sure they're doing the same thing in California and trying to sneak and think no one is paying attention. But see, that's what happens when you don't pay attention. When everybody is so, their minds are so cluttered in this country, especially my people, black people, minds are so cluttered with money, you are not paying attention and you are asleep. Then again, you probably don't care because it doesn't affect your bottom dollar. But rest assured, my brothers and sisters who think that way, it will affect your bottom dollar. Your brothers and sisters will be on the streets more and more, the elderly. I was watching an elderly couple today trying to get some money for some food so they can get some groceries. And this is happening in America. This is happening in my city. I don't see what the mayor is doing, if anything. Brothers and sisters, we are in a total chaos and everybody's not paying attention or just don't want to talk about it because people never want to talk about the things of value. They'd rather talk about celebrities and who they're fucking or who they're sleeping with or whatever. That's what we do. Name brand people is what we focus on. We don't focus on the real people of America. We focus on name brand people. That's what's wrong with America today, especially in my community. You love name brand people and you give a hoot or you don't give a hoot about the people who done been in this country, paid taxes, and now can't even get a chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. It is a sad, very sad situation. The people in Chicago had guts enough to stand up to the mayor of that ignorant city. And the people in New York, well, the mayor is begging now, or he's crying, oh, this is going to destroy New York. Well, you should have thought about that when you were begging for millions of dollars to have these people housed. And let's not forget, brothers and sisters, please never, ever forget the two cops who got the shit kicked out of them by these migrants. 8 migrants beat the shit out of 2 cops. They took them to jail, but they let them go. If they had been black, they would have been locked up under the jail and beat the shit out of. But they're migrants. So we open up the floodgates for them. We give them all the benefits. And you know what? I don't even think they drew their guns. The cops just got the shit kicked out of them in New York. I think that was down in Manhattan. Got the shit kicked out of them. And I don't even think they pulled their guns. Black people can be walking away, they pull their guns and shoot them. But damn, if you're a migrant, don't worry about it. You won't get your gun pulled out on you. It's like, well, it's okay. And then they try to come out later and says, well, you know, we have enough evidence. Bullshit. Isn't that enough? A cop getting its ass kicked? Isn't that enough evidence? But this is the world we live in. And this is going to be the continual of this country until there is a change. Now, you may not like 045, a.k.a. number 45. But let me tell you something, a.k.a. number 45. Would do a better job on them borders than AKA number 46. You can keep on believing what you want to believe, that somebody's going to come and save you. Ain't nobody going to come and save you. If you're paying fucking attention, you will understand people are not going to get saved. And if you're black, you're really not going to get saved. So you need to get your head out of your ass and start paying attention to what's really going on. Get your name and get your head out of social media. Stop talking about black men and black women because neither one of you are doing your job. So really don't fucking matter what you talk about or who you date. Look at the bigger problem. Who gives a shit about people don't like each other of the same color? No one cares. Not even your own care. But this is the type of conversations that you get on a daily basis. While the world is becoming total chaos, dollars are drying up because they're giving all your taxpayer dollars when in shit that we talk about education for our children. What's the biggest thing that is always talked about during election year? Education, education, education. No one gives a shit about your children's education. It is plain and simple. If you don't start paying attention and giving a better teaching your own kids, you're going to be on an ass trip, meaning you're going to be on an ass trip when your kids is doing the same thing once they get of age. Because no one cares if black kids learn or not. And a lot of times the parents don't even give a shit and they show that by doing nothing. No celebrity that you brothers and sisters love these name brand people, somebody should have been down there, or somebody should be down there and putting together something for those kids who got kicked out of their own school just so they could bring in a bunch of people who never voted in this country, ain't never paid a tax dollar, and they got to be removed from their school of learning. I won't say higher learning, but of learning, because no one cares. Where are the tears? Where are the fundraisers? Where are the protests for that? Every family that had a kid to go to that school, they should have had their ass down there. Or they should be having their ass down there. Or hopefully they'll go down there and sit on the lawn or do something. Because for that to happen, it's a tragedy. And if you can't see that tragedy, then maybe you just don't care. Then again, a lot of you really don't care. So basically, what I'm saying, you probably won't even care. Because more likely, you probably won't even listen to. But this is a tragedy in this country. And I can see the same thing happening down here in this so-called, this ain't no golden state. It ain't a golden state if you live here. If you live here, it's just a state. But it ain't the golden state. It's golden for people who don't live here and who come here and feast off of all your resources and you can't even get them. So it's golden for them, but it ain't golden for you. People who live here, taxpayer dollars. When my brother couldn't get his proper benefits that he put in decades of working because he got sick and they couldn't give my brother his shit. They made him damn near try to jump, have my brother jump through some fucking hoops to get his goddamn Social Security. And they giving Social Security to motherfuckers who ain't never even worked in this country, but they're giving them Social Security. What the fuck does that really say? Yeah, this is not a very nice episode, but it never was supposed to be. What the hell does that really say? You can't even get your own goddamn benefits because your benefits are going to somebody else. We have become lower than any other country. And we talk about other countries, but look what we do to our own in our own country. We don't even take care of our own people. You got more homelessness in this country than any other country. And that includes a bunch of countries that are extremely poor. But we got more in this country. The land of milk and honey. It's only milk and honey if you don't live here or you're not from here. But if you live here, born and raised here, it ain't milk and honey, because your taxpayer dollars go for other people to flood your cities. And you can't even claim your proper benefits and receive them on time because somebody else is already getting them who don't belong here. It's a sad situation, brothers and sisters. You know, but we too busy focusing on what? The bag. We too busy focusing on what? Black women hating black men. Black men don't like black women. That's what we focus in on. But we don't focus in on these real problems. We are going to be a country bankrupt if we don't stop this shit, what's going on. These dollars. And then I also heard that there were, I think it's down in New York, where there were actually like a pot-picketing ring of migrants. They got a ring going on, pot-picketing people. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? Wow. And for some reason, you don't hear enough of this, but you sure hear a lot about stars. You hear a lot about Brother Cat Williams, even though Brother Cat Williams is telling, he's putting down a truth in the area, in the field that he works in. But what about the everyday man who doesn't listen to a podcast or don't know nothing about a podcast, but goes to work every day to put in his time and effort in trying to say, have some type of living? Down there in Massachusetts, a young man was complaining about how he works and the benefits that he can't even receive. In Massachusetts, this is going on, all over the country. And the government don't give a damn. Because see, the government don't have to deal with this. They'll just send people, put them on buses and say, drop them off over there. But in the meanwhile, your cities are being plagued with people that's coming here and they're giving them benefits. You may say maybe not all of them getting it. It don't happen. It doesn't have to be all of them. But all of them, I'm pretty sure, are getting something. You got grocery stores are starting to look like vacant stores. Food is starting to dry up. And no one seems to give a shit. It's a very, very bad situation. And like I say, no one seems to give a shit. And usually this is happening all over, especially in Democratic states. You take a look, or Democratic cities, you take a look down there in Texas. Them people down there in Texas is trying their best to try to hold the gate. They're talking about, they damn near at a civil war down there in Texas, trying to protect that border and get no help from the government. The government that they work for, they get no help. It's almost stand your ass down. We ain't coming to help you. Let them people do what they want to do. This is the type of behavior, brothers and sisters, that we're receiving in a country that we pay taxes in. You take a moment and you think about that. A country that you pay taxes in and you have no say, but you can rush your ass to the polls in November and let this shit happen for another 4 years. And then you'll see where you're really going to be. I find it very sad, brothers and sisters. Sad and disgusting. Because no one seems to give a shit. Because the way you attack this problem, or the way they do it, they make sure they bring them in at night on buses. Maybe school buses, maybe buses. I remember last year when they was bringing people in, what they were doing is they was bringing them in nice tour buses, but there was unmarked. No name of the company on the bus, no license plate. And then they would drop them off in certain cities at night when everybody's asleep. So when you wake up in the morning, you got a bunch of new neighbors. Like, where the hell they come from? Well, you know where they came from. That's the government's way of saying, you got new neighbors. It's a sad situation, brothers and sisters. It's very sad. But if you continue to go along, want the best for everybody, want the best for your people who live in your own goddamn city, who don't have nothing, barely surviving, don't know whether to get their meds or to get something to eat. You remember those people. And for name brand people who don't say a word about it, it just goes to show you. They don't give a shit about you either. As long as you pay their salaries, you pay their, buy their, pay and go to their events, pay and buy their products, they don't give a shit about you. Oh, by the day, I'm sorry, by the way, maybe at the end of the day, they'll have a turkey drive just for you. Brothers and sisters, if you can't see this as a problem, then something is wrong with your eyes. You need to get some glasses like DMC. Migrant Motel at Madison, James Madison High School. That's where we are. Or we can say migrants hit the lotto while the homeless suffer. This is your brother saying I'm out. Till next time. Peace out.